This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time now for the Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. By clicking Submit Strawberry Letter, we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
All right. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter. I got it.
Today, the Strawberry Letter will be done by Thomas Miles or Nephew Tommy.
It's going to be Nephew Tommy for sure.
And Junior. I will be an observant. Because I've never seen them do the letter before.
Yeah. Let us and jump in if you want to. All right.
Don't tell me to jump in.
Jump in if you need to. Subject, he gets me hot in more ways than one. Right there. All right, dear Stephen Shirley, I came home after a party late at night with my sister and walked in on a man having a drink in my living room. I was tipsy and so was my sister, but we could see that this man was fine. My husband was passed out on the couch, so I got another drink and sat with this strange man. He told me that my husband said he could stay over because he was in town to kick it with my husband for his birthday. My sister decided to stay over at that point, and she poured herself a drink. I went to change out of my dress but couldn't unzip it, so I yelled for my sister to help me. The strange, fine man came in and said he and I were the only two people still awake in the house. As he unzipped my zipper, his tongue followed the zipper down my back. I fell face down on the bed, and whatever happened, happened. The next thing that I can remember was my husband and my sister waking me and this strange man up. I begged my husband not to be mad, but he was not mad at all. He asked if I enjoyed myself. My sister and I were shocked, and she yelled that he set me up. He said he didn't set me up, but he wasn't mad at what happened either. He said it's all good, and he and the guy went to the living room and had another drink. I was walking on eggshells for about a week before he told me that I didn't have sex with that guy. He was laughing when he said it, and I'm still weirded out about all of it. The stranger has my phone number, and he called me and told me his name and said he wants to finish what he started. I want to have sex with this man so bad. I can't stop dreaming about how he felt on me that night. Should I have sex with him, or is this whole thing a setup? What? What? And that's for you and your husband. That what? I don't understand you, and I don't understand your husband. What kind of marriage do you guys have? Is this an open marriage? I mean, is it closed? Well, what is really going on here? The man came in town to kick it with your husband, but your sister thought your husband set you up to have sex with the man. You thought you did have sex with the man, but your husband laughed and said you didn't. Then he went downstairs with this same man to have a drink with him? You realize you didn't have sex with him, so now you want to. The man calls you and says he wants to finish what he started, and that all you can, that's all you can think about now. Again, your husband wasn't mad, and he asked if you enjoyed yourself. What husband anywhere would ask his wife that about a stranger? This is so weird. Because seriously, what are you guys doing? Isn't this the very definition, though, of an open marriage? And now you're asking us if you should go ahead and have sex with a man, or is this a setup? Don't drag us into your mess, please. I believe that you're going to have sex with this man. I just don't know why, unless you really do want an open marriage at this point. Unless you really do. All right, nephew. Come on. What you got?
All right. It's on Tommy. All of this is a setup.
Okay.
This is a P. Diddy, baby, lubricant, take that setup. That's what this is. All right, you say I'm hot. This got me hot. It got me hot too. Your whole story had me hot and bothered. Let me tell you something. Cause this is something I ain't never know how to do. And I gotta learn how to do this. I don't know how to take somebody's zipper down and follow my tongue down the back. I just feel like I'm gonna zip my damn tongue up. But I got to try because time is crazy like that. This is what I do. So now that you done gave me a new assignment, I got to find me a zipper on my baby, my wife, and follow it down and see if I can do it without zipping myself up. But this is what I don't understand. Here's what I don't. This is unclear to me. You don't know this man. It's your first time seeing this man. How the hell this man got your number?
Mm-hmm.
Where he get your number from? Mm-hmm. That he now can call you back and say, let's take it to the next level. Now, I'm going to say this, though. You want to do this, man.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I want you to do him, too. Because I know how that feel when you want to do somebody. I do. You know, I've been married 23 years. I can't do it no more. So I know what it feel like when you want to do somebody. And I know you want to do it. And I want you to do it, too. I do. So listen, here's what you got to do. Fall for the trick. It's a prank. They done pranked you, and they got you good. Now you got the number. Now you over there twiddling your thumb, biting your nails. Ooh, I want to do it. Ooh, I want to do it. Go on over there and do it. Your husband look like he don't give a damn. And y'all in some other different kind of, y'all got a different kind of layout with y'all relationship. And that's fine. Evidently, your husband is into some swinging and he ain't told you about that yet. He'll get to that later. You're going to find that out a little later. But right now is the time. If you're going to get what you want, now is the time to get it.
Uh-huh.
This is the time to get what you want. And you want this man. And it's that tongue that ran down your back and you can't get your mind off of that. And I understand that. Because if you wouldn't have fell out, if you wouldn't have been drinking too much damn much, you probably would have had a good ass time. But you fell out right when the tongue hit your back. And see, when your tongue hit your back, it was going down. He was on his way somewhere. You fell out before he got there.
Now, Tommy.
But what you've got to do is drink your ass some water before you get with this man the next time. But what you can't be doing is being drunk and enjoying and missing out on the whole shebang. I want
now, Tommy,
you to do this man too. Yes, sir.
Now, Tommy, the only thing is when you zip the zipper down with your tongue, the first time you do it, you're gonna get a zipper cut on the tongue.
All right, hang on. We're gonna have part two of this letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. We're gonna hear from Junior on this letter as well. The subject is he makes me hot in more ways than one. Right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, here we go. We're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he gets me hot in more ways than one. A woman wrote this letter. She said she came home after a party late at night with her sister. She walked in on a man who was having a drink in her living room. She was tipsy, so was her sister, but they could see that this strange man in the living room was fine. Her husband was passed out on the sofa, and so she got another drink, and her sister poured her another drink. She went upstairs to change her clothes, but she couldn't get her zipper down. She yelled for her sister to come and help her, but the strange man came instead and pulled her zipper down with his tongue. Okay?
Yeah.
Picture that. Yeah. Visualize that.
That boy cold.
His tongue followed all down her back. So she said she fell face down on the bed, and whatever happened, happened. The next thing she remembers is that her sister and her husband woke her up, and she begged her husband not to be mad. He said he wasn't mad. He and the strange man went downstairs and had another drink. And the sister said that she was set up. So the husband said he wasn't mad, though. It's all good. The guy went to the living room. They were talking. She was walking on eggshells about a week. Then her husband finally told her she didn't have sex with the guy. They were laughing, but the guy did get her phone number, and he's been calling her. He wants to finish what he started. She wants to, too, but she's just afraid, and she's asking, is this whole thing a setup, or should she have sex with him? Junior?
I don't see where y'all get this. This is the wrong title for this. This he gets me hot in more ways than one. Wasn't a lot of hot, but just some tongue licking on a zipper down. That's about the only hot I've heard.
Uh-huh.
The part that needs to be called is my husband really is crazy. See, if you laid up in the bed and he wake you up with another man in it, he say, I'm not mad.
Uh-huh.
Girl, you know I ain't mad. We finna go down and have a drink. This crazy. Because you need to stop having drinks. That's what you need to stop doing. See, because every time you have drinks, you get zipper licked on your back and all this stuff like this. But see, this is what you need to do. Stop drinking, first of all, because death coming. It's yellow tape coming. It's officers coming. Because you keep answering phone calls with this man. A lot of stuff gonna happen. I've seen it in the movie. Every time somebody get that Jason, whether it's Freddy Krueger, it was drinks involved. Tequila sunrises, gin and tonics. And next thing you know, did y'all hear that? Next thing, everybody dead. That's what you're on your way to. You don't even know you finna die. Your sister finna help you because your husband is working with your sister. They caught you in the bed, and this is what you get. Please don't be mad.
Right.
You need another story. How I get here? Did you carry me in here, sir?
Come on.
You strange man? That's his name. We didn't know his name. His name is Strange Man, the whole letter. All this you doing, drinking with him, you never got a name? So all night long, he just Strange Man. And now all of a sudden, his tongue going down your back as the zipper went down. That's all the hot we got, because your husband woke you up the next morning with the strange man next to you and said, nah, I ain't mad. Come on, let's go downstairs, have breakfast. Now you going where all the knives at. You gonna eat breakfast with all the knives. Everything that can kill you is down there in the kitchen. You just voluntarily went because you scared. There's a blender down there, ma'am. There's a butcher knife, ma'am. There's a steak knife, ma'am. The man is setting you up, okay? Now, keep messing around with the strange man and see what happens. See what happens.
Okay, now, let me just give you this piece of information.
Come on,
because there's a lot of focus on this zipper licking.
Yeah.
Let me explain to you how it's done.
Okay.
When you're in the back and you're unzipping the dress, you unzip it with your finger.
Okay.
As it opens, you put your tongue in the zipper opening and go down.
And go down.
That makes them think you unzipping it with your mouth, but it's actually your finger.
Got it.
Now,
you're so
smart. Let me warn you, young brothers. The first time you do this, you are going to cut your tongue.
Oh,
you're going to go too fast. You're just going to be in a hurry, and you're going to go too fast, and you're going to catch up to the zipper before it's down, and your tongue going to slide across it. Now, you got to maintain your cool when this happens, or you'll blow the mood. What you can't do is be back there and go, ow! You can't do that. Or then you throw the thing off.
You no can't more do that.
So what you got to do is, this is how you got to do it. When you cut your tongue, then what you got to do? You got to do that. Because it sounds like pleasure, but it's really how you handle pain. There's two ways to handle pain, pleasure or painfully. Try to practice the pleasure points of pain.
Two ways.
That's how you unzip the thing just for Uncle Steve's blessing. You know,
yeah. Like what's wrong with
you,
the husband?
How you take a bra off with one hand. You got the, cup, you got the crease right over the top of the center of their back. You got to put your palm pressure, you got to put the heel pressure in your hand and your fingertip pressure on their lumbar. And then with the index finger and the thumb, you press it until it comes together and it pops off. As soon as it pop off, you immediately come from back there to draw a distraction.
They own their lumbar.
You got to go. You got to get in the face.
Any word on the husband, Steve? What's wrong with him? Why is he letting all this go down?
I'm with you on that one.
Is
right
it he's gonna kill him?
I don't know what the hell going on. Y'all ain't do nothing,
man.
And he's laughing.
I would be concerned about him. He may be in the process of about to kill you.
All right, guys. Thank you. Leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.